Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Chris Zeke Hand and Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
Cheeseburger in paradise, medium rare with mustard being nice. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Good day, welcome to episode 74 of the Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, our heroes, Chris, Zeke, and Rick E. Coli Edelstein, are at the Auberge de Baton Rouge discussing the experience.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato.
These are yummy fries.
Glad you like your fries. I'm going to try the burgers.
Oops. I think your bacon is leaving.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Bacon is toast.
Alright. So we got a Portuguese bun here. My burger's kind of lost in the middle of all this, huh? I just got a mouthful of bread.
I'd like to make it with you.
Yeah, mine has sort of fallen apart as well. Bacon fell out. Meat is a little bit overcooked.
Okay, so there's not many topics. I mean, I have the calabrese, the lettuce, tomato here, ketchup, the dragon sauce, a bit of mayo, but I really don't taste burger.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Yeah, there? Yeah, it's meat's becoming like a texture. It's sort of thing. I just grabbed a bite of the burger and burger alone. And, you know, it's the sort of thing where it's a generic patty. It's the sort of thing where I think what makes...
They're all the toppings, yeah.
The toppings, the presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit more cooked than my liking. It's very crumbly, grainy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not juicy at all. It's the sort of thing where whether they squish it or it's frozen beef that has then been defrosted, that I can't quite tell.
Calabrese was on the grill. Made it a little bit tough, but... tasty.
Yeah, was it the pickup that had the calabrese as well? And as far as...
But they didn't cook the calabrese.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as far as being a sort of bacon substitute, it works very, very well.
They really went on the fries, though.
I will get there.
Okay, so at a third of a pound, the burger kind of gets lost inside the bun.
At half a pound... get lost inside the bun.
You're kidding me, really?
No. Yeah, look at there. I have the bun is definitely too big for the burger.
Where's the beef?
Which then ends up making everything sort of slide around, hence everything falling out.
So what do you say? Make a thinner, wider burger?
Smaller bun.
Smaller bun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smaller bun, don't overcook the burger as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did ask for a senior, right?
No.
I didn't?
You didn't ask to.
I thought I had said that the two senior proceed.
I don't think you said that. Usually you do.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back on the recording. You can go back on the recording. You can go back on the recording. You can go back on the recording.
And what's the sauce? Just straight mayonnaise?
Oh. It's a homemade mayo sour cream ranch.
Basically, the burger to me tastes very similar to, like, Le Pica. There's nothing sort of spectacular about it, but somehow...
It's a thicker burger.
I feel better about it here than I do about the pickups.
Wow! I feel good!
Neither place am I really going to go out of my way for saying I got to come back for the burger.
Yeah.
But this one is definitely going to sort of stick in my brain as being a much more enjoyable experience.
Wow! I feel good!
It's better made.
And actually, come to think of it, both places are relatively similar.
In what way?
Right. Everybody who works there is definitely dressed up in some sort of costume.
What, a little thicker?
Hipster heaven. You gotta dress up. You gotta be wearing the uniform. Here it's the boss that imposes the uniform, the pickup. You have your peers that impose the uniform. You're talking about the terrace that fronts on La Jeunesse. And so it's rather noisy in their cars speeding by, and granted at the pickup, there are no speeding cars and so on, but their terrace is the sidewalk, and so it's equally becoming. Good thing you got only got the third pound of burger. You got some space for dessert.
Was that a slice of cake, or was that like a condominium? You know what's kind of odd, though? Here you have this menu item with a burger with, you know, dragon rouge sauce and all the other condiments, lettuce, tomato, whatever. And then you have the asterisks at the end, and it says tout garni. And you have mayo, ketchup, mustard, relish. You know, the thing is I would just omit all those.
And I imagine there's a lot of tradition going in and not an awful lot of thought going in.
I was going to do the dragon rouge, lettuce, tomato, dragon rouge sauce, and if you want rich ketchup, mustard, relish, or whatever, mayo, optional, right?
Yeah, ask for it.
Whereas making it a standard. Can you imagine these with relish on them? Yeah.
I also think they should probably use a little bit less mustard. Notice how they didn't give us any knives or forks. Apparently in 16th century France, they hadn't invented knives or forks yet.
We're not in 16th century France.
And they want us to think we are.
It's the authentic experience, and these girls are going to suffer wearing these dresses. We're going to damn well eat without knives and forks. Just imagine if you ordered those stuffed pepper.
Although that's interesting. I don't think I've ever had bacon with mustard on it. I realize, yeah, mustard and bacon, mustard and pig go together perfectly, no matter what. No, this is one place I'm not getting a second burger. But you did go through your fries.
I like these fries.
So they just shake some paprika and salt on them?
No. Get a triangle on there. A bit of sugar. A bit of salt. Not as much salt as you'd think, huh? Definitely paprika. Salt, sugar. Can't wait to taste much salt in there. Well, I'm ready for my nap.
That's ultimately what surprises me, is that given that I do see a lot of similarities between this burger and the pickup, why is it that I'm enjoying this one a lot more?
I feel good!
Probably a few things. I think the pickup burger was sloppy and wet. So it was, you know, kind of floating around, and there were a lot of sauces inside that bun. This one, you looked at it, it was clean, you know? You had a patty sitting there. I didn't see the condiments that much, but they were hiding under the lettuce. But you had a nice, you had the patty sitting there, fairly, you know, wasn't greasy, wasn't falling apart. You had a nice slice of tomato and lettuce, dry. The condiments were hiding in there, wasn't sloppy. I mean, you didn't see a lot of junk dripping out of your burger. I think it came down to better construction. Last night I served burgers at home, threw them on the grill. Then I let everybody basically assemble their own. And everybody has a different style. I realize that there's a big mistake in constructing hamburgers. If you start putting your sauces on the bottom of your burger and maybe a piece of lettuce or onions, you build a very unstable base and your patty will start sliding out of the burger. So my poor daughter, who's always complaining that her stuff's sliding out of her burger, was suffering. And you know, if you take the burger and you anchor it onto the bottom part of the bun and then you put everything else on top, you end up with a more stable structure, and that's what they did here. They built a stable structure.
So you think it's all just construction and architecture of the burger that makes it?
I've noticed that there's a big difference. So if I put sauce on the bottom of mine. I stuck some Polish spicy mustard on the bottom, the burger. I put the lettuce on the bottom. I put my burger, onions on top. And then I put a little bit of, I put some Heinz 57 on there. and sliced a tomato, and I found that I was having a slippage problem. Mm-hmm. And I realized that the problem was all related to the fact that if I had stuck that burger straight on the bun below and put everything mm-hmm. else on top, that I would not have seen the slippage.
No, I agree entirely, but there, this was a burger. Here, the burger was falling apart. So my bacon was on the, didn't even make it into the burger. It fell out first.
It ejected. You finished?
Yeah.
Can I steal your sauce?
You can steal my sauce. You can steal my fries. But, now it's interesting thing is due to the construction. I'm also thinking in terms of just potentially because, I don't know how many years, because I'm certain we both read the same post on Chowhound about somebody saying that there were awesome burgers at Aubert's Dragon Rouge from about like 4 or 5 years ago. And that's the only comment I've ever heard about burgers here.
Have you realized something about Chowhound? Everybody wants to be a critic.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the people don't know a damn thing about food.
Mm-hmm. But it is a sort of thing where it could be just having thought about this place for so long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, it was built up. I used to have a guy who worked for me who went on about how wonderful the burgers are over the Paris Dragon Rouge.
Wow! I feel good!
When I asked him, I said, what's the big deal about it? Mm-hmm. He says the whole experience.
Okay.
So, Nip was basing his opinion upon, the rustic turn of the decade type environment. And, probably the whole experience, the friends he went with, the beer he had. That was all, that was what his opinion was based on. But if you asked him, tell me about the burger, I'm sure that he would go, good burger, right? But he was basing it on the whole experience.
Yeah, but I'm just questioning mine because I realize it wasn't a particularly good burger.
Right.
However, with the pickup where I'd only heard about it for, 6 months, there's no time to really build it up, so I was looking at it in much more, there's a much less history involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that this place, because I've known about it and heard about it for 4 or 5 years,
build up a big expectation, and so
there is that I'm unwilling to let go of that expectation, which is why I'm enjoying it more. Because that's where I'm getting confused, is that to me, objectively, this burger and the pickup, 6 of 1, half a dozen of another, and...
You're right.
But this one I'm definitely enjoying more.
Wow! I feel good!
I don't know, it could be the trees and the terrace, which is just a much nicer terrace.
No. I think it was... Think about the two. Presentation here, much better.
Yep.
The fries, they're clean. Mm-hmm. They're not greasy. Served in a basket, very neatly presented. It's instead of getting a 6-inch plate with a burger on a 6-inch plate with a bunch of roasted potatoes. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. Second off, we're not sitting in the middle of the street.
Yep.
But aside from that, let's transpose the pickup meal to here. I think we'd still have the same feeling about it, just from the way it was presented and from the experience we had with that burger.
Every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on us. Our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Z. Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Jimmy Buffett,
and Focus
for the music, and you for listening.